It's our DraftInsiders.com expert, Frank Coyle. Get a chance to spend a couple of minutes with him. Frank, you get any sleep last night yet or what?
Boy, I tell you, 3 days, it's packed with action. And the first round last night with no free agency, obviously some huge deals, and things always shake out a lot differently than how you project it on the clock when deals are made.
Did the deal affect the big Atlanta deal? Did that affect everything moving down?
Well, I think so. You know, Julio Jones was the top 10 kid in my board, but Atlanta paid a huge price to get him. And granted, they're a playoff team, and, you know, you're working with a quarterback, Matt Ryan, who's in his prime. But, boy, he has to become a Pro Bowler when you pay the price they paid.
Frank, how did the Steelers do with Cam Hayward?
Well, I like that move. You know, I was just telling your producer, one of their top three needs, you know, along with offensive tackle and the corner position, but he was the best value on the board. Cam Hayward was a guy throughout the year was in my top 20. He had the Tommy John surgery in January, which affected his postseason. So he fell a little, but a terrific value by the Steelers front office, and addresses a need. And I think he's a really good fit for that N5 technique spot. And with some age at the position, I thought it was excellent value.
Frank, you heard what Mike Tomlin said about his Tommy John, didn't you?
Yeah, well, he's probably not the closer, right?
He said we don't need him to pitch next year. So that's exactly what he said. They don't need him to pitch.
Frank Coyle with us from DraftInsiders.com. Of course, you can get his stuff at DraftInsiders.com. What's the biggest surprise for you, Frank? Was it Jake Locker? Was it that Jonathan Baldwin moved up into the first round? What is, as you look at this thing, was the biggest shock?
You know, I like James Carpenter, the offensive tackle from Alabama, and I felt he had a big Senior Bowl week and moved into the second round. But I don't think he's the 25th best player in this draft. So Seattle at 25 reached there. Baldwin's a huge talent, needs some route work. Where that third, fourth wide receiver was going to fall was kind of debatable. Good pick. Maybe a little bit of a reach by the Chiefs, but they obviously picked up some extra picks going back with the Browns in that case. And Locker, you could make a case that a year ago, if Locker came out of the draft, he was certainly going to be one of the top two or three players in the draft, kind of a little above-average senior year. I think Tennessee fell in love with him, and they believe they can correct the accuracy problems. But I think Jake Locker is going to be the guy that Vince Young never became in Tennessee.
Frank, John Baldwin, let's get back to him for a second, played here at Pitt. I thought had a really disappointing senior season. I thought underachieved horrendously, thought was a bad teammate, thought sulked because he didn't get the ball thrown to him enough. Yet I understand he has this incredible talent. How do you as a scout and the NFL teams weigh talent versus character in this case?
Yeah, you certainly a lot of kids have to pass the interview test. And in the case of Jimmy Smith with Baltimore and obviously Baldwin with KC, you have to factor in those other things. Baldwin, some real issues with his route running, too. But with the ball in the air, he's as good as the top two kids in, at the position. So with some development, I think he's a huge player. In his defense, I thought Pittsburgh didn't throw the ball well this year. Consequently, you know, he might be a little, some maturity issues as far as sulking related to that. But I think over time, Baldwin's going to prove to be a good pick here.
Frank Coyle from DraftInsiders.com with us on the Rivertown Hotline here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Well, there's a few more rounds to go, Frank, and, you know, teams obviously going to address needs here as you go through. Pittsburgh, a lot of people here still hollering cornerback, cornerback, cornerback. As you get down into the second round, what do you see available late in that second round?
You know, that's going to be interesting. I think Johnny Patrick is a corner out of Louisville who should be on the board late second round. Good, tough kid. I would expect Razai Dowling from Virginia off the board. Aaron Williams, the Texas corner safety, more than likely off the board. Brandon Harris, the kid from Miami, there's a wide view of opinion on him. I think he can be a good player in an early nickel. He figures in that latter part of the second round, so that's something to keep your eye on. Steelers haven't shown the propensity to move up in the draft, and it's worked exceptionally well for him, so how that shakes out. Maybe here's another kid to keep your eye on. Brandon Burton, the junior corner from Utah, a kid over 6 foot, played really well, not a lot of notoriety playing out west, but a kid that matches up well with big receivers, has nice hips, and I think a kid that's probably going to go in that latter part of the second round.
Frank Coyle with us here from DraftInsiders.com on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
How about offensive linemen late in the second round, Frank?
Well, that's another interesting area because a lot of kids shook out. I like Ben Igelana, the kid from Villanova, offensive tackle guard. He figures in that particular area. Marcus Gilbert, the offensive tackle from Florida, will more than likely go off in the second round. I don't know if he's going to last to 63. I also, a kid that had some medical issues very late that was definitely a second-round pick was Marcus Cannon from Texas Christian. He's a right tackle guard, and he had some stomach issues related to some surgery that's needed, so that might affect him. More than likely, he'll be on the board. Now, if he clears their medical, he could be great value for the Steelers at 63.
You know, it's interesting in watching things last night and watching how everything laid out. The cornerback between Prince Awakamura and what the next cornerback is, there was a marked difference because a lot of people said, well, I thought the Steelers maybe should have taken a cornerback in that late first round. But was there a precipitous drop-off between the last cornerback drafted in the first round and the first one that you could have drafted in the second round?
Well, yeah, Jimmy Smith is a kid that went to Baltimore at 27 due to that clock issue.
Yeah, that was a whole weird thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was kind of strange. It wasn't cleared by the NFL front office, commissioner's office. People were late getting on the phone. I don't think it was an issue in Baltimore. It might have been more on the Chiefs' standpoint, but. I think, they were probably debating Razi Dowling in the Steeler war room. I think he is clearly the next guy, a guy that I feel has a top 20 value, but he's a guy that's got to pass your medical, and obviously Hayward probably passed his medical much better than Dowling did, and that might have been the determining factor.
Frank, who's going to be the next one of our local guys to go? Is it going to be Jabal Sheard from Pitt or Stefan Wisniewski from Penn State? Where do you see both those guys going?
Boy, both of those kids belong in the second round. I would expect Sheard to probably go be the next defensive lineman to go, especially with more than 6-7 teams playing that 3-4 that some project that he can do. Wisniewski with the run and Pouncey going off the board to Miami in the middle of the first round. Wisniewski probably goes mid-second, and I think we're going to see a little mini run on offensive linemen here in the second, early third.
You mentioned defensive linemen. Sheard might be the next one. What the heck happened to Daquan Bowers from Clemson? A lot of people had him a top 15 pick. Didn't go at all.
Yeah, and before the knee issues, you could make an argument he was top five. I think the prognosis with him is scaring people. I think he's more than likely going to be 100% by camp, but they're starting to project that this might be a continuous issue here. With that, it scared enough people just to back off into a deep. Why draft a defensive lineman in an exceptionally deep class with such a high risk when there were so many really good, talented kids on the board? And consequently, somebody's going to get a heck of a talent in round two. You have to be right about the medical issue, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a roll of the dice there. What do we see? What do we see now is the most plentiful position remaining? You're looking now late rounds here. What's the bargain going to be? And it's like the last round of the draft or the one before that.
Yeah, well, I think you're going to start seeing from this round on, you're going to see a lot of wide receivers and running backs. Ingram went late first round. I think it's an exceptionally deep group of running backs, all in that, third, fourth round tier area. And consequently, with never it being a real pressing issue in most teams, a lot of kids are going to fall to the fourth, fifth round at great value.
Frank, you said you think Locker will be much better than Vince Young was in Tennessee. Is Cam Newton going to be much better than Vince Young as a number one pick?
Well, hopefully Jimmy Clausen starts and Newton has a little time to settle into the offense and learn as it goes. Boy, I tell you, these rookies that hit the at quarterback who have to play in September, the game's too fast for them. And if you can even give them a half a season on the bench, the game starts to slow down a little over the latter part of their rookie year, and I think all of them would really benefit from sitting initially. I know Gabbard in Jacksonville is going to be playing behind David Kennard. That's probably a great spot for him. Obviously, Locker is probably going to challenge for that starting job in Tennessee, whereas Newton would more than likely back up Clausen unless something changes in training camp.
All right, I'm waiting for one more question before I let you go. Steven Wisniewski, kid out of Penn State, where does he wind up going?
Second round, middle of second round, I would say. Off the top of my head, I would say someone like the Patriots with so many multiple picks would take a look at him. I know the Giants are looking for interior player with problems at guard and center. He would be a great fit there. And, maybe someone like San Diego would be looking for an interior player. They have some extra twos and threes. So those teams with the extra selections can really stay with their value board in these next couple rounds.
Frank, you're the best, man. Where do people get your information?
Yeah, dial it up on the web at draftinsiders.com. We have a free email. We've got a lot of special things going out year-round. You can call 1-800-776-1949. Got special offers. Had an update report. Just came out this week. Team report. Big yearbook. And definitely after the draft, we'll have a complete review of all picks.